Well, the best thing to do for finding a church, first, you know, I have to make sure it's, you know, actually preaching the Bible. You know, Bible-believing church that preaches the gospel without compromise.
This is kind of important.
That's kind of an important step, yeah. You know, it's no Jesus and, you know. It also needs to be that one that's going to be loving.
Yeah.
Because a church without love is not worth going to at all. Ensure the worship is God-centered, not a list of the top 20 favorites that week, or, you know, a collection of the old hymns from the 1800s, or whatever, that everybody loves or whatever. It's not supposed to be about that. It's supposed to be about, is it God-centered?
Yeah.
You know, and so we do have to, of course, realize not all churches, as it says in the question, not all churches have all the programs like children, youth, men's, women's, elderly, small groups, etc. Basically, look for a place where maybe you can help out as well. You know,
yeah, it's very important, I'd say,
because it's not supposed to be a spectator sport. You know, it's supposed to be, what can you do to help grow yourself in the faith, and you do that by serving. Maybe even look into some of the online church stuff that churches are going into today, because churches, they need to be part of the social media world. You know, it's hard for a church to just sort of exist without being part of it nowadays. Finally, whatever the church does, make sure it lines up with the Bible, 1 John 4:1. But basically, you don't have to stick to one church. And this is kind of like, it gets borderline, you know, consumer mentality. You know, we see this in churches all the time. I only go here if it has, you know, this, and this for me and my family. There is some of that which, you know, needs to be there for you to help encourage you in your growth, because if it's not meeting your needs in terms of growing you, then obviously you need to change.
Yeah.
But if it's challenging you, maybe there's a need there that needs to be filled. Maybe you can do that. You know? So just be very careful before you consider leaving a church. Or, I mean, like, there's a whole thing of, I see a lot of this trend nowadays where people are part of more than one church.
I see that. And honestly, I remember this past year I tried to do that. So a lot of people, I mean, I don't know if people know this or not, but my girlfriend is a youth pastor at a church. And so I would try to almost like split my time, because I've been going to the same church for like, I don't know, 20 years, something like that, right?
Sure.
But what I was finding is not once did I ever stop and pray about it. And God never told me to do that. I just assumed that, hey, because, you know, she goes there, like maybe I can go check it out sometimes.
Right.
But I'll tell you, I had never felt so fragmented spiritually as to when I was doing that, because how can you be planted in a place and really grow if you're always bouncing back and forth? You know what I'm saying?
It's true. And, you know, I know it's hard in our street teamers, you know, because I've been part of a street team at times as well, where, you know, you go from church to church to church every single Sunday, and, you know, you're never at your home church. You know, that's tough on the street team. I know it's part of the job, but, you know, it is tough to really grow inside a church when you can't be there.
Yeah, it's almost like you have to find throughout the week. Like, maybe that's where small groups, midweek or youth group, or whatever it might be, young adults or whatever, you know?
Yeah, because, yeah, not to say that Sunday is a be-all and end-all, okay? If you're involved in the church, then you're going to be there more than just Sunday.
Yeah, there you go.